We believe in growth and continuous learning.
We believe in educating and sharing knowledge.
We believe the body is miraculous and is able to heal with the proper nutrition and support.
And we believe the right mindset is key to your success.
I'm Amanda Gowhiteley.
And I'm Kate McDowell. And this is Limitless Health.
Live well, naturally. Okay, so it's December right now. That means there are lots of social events. There's family gatherings. There are maybe Christmas or Hanukkah events, lunches and things that are happening. All of these events are centered and focused around food and drink. Food and drink. And when it comes to having these events, this is where, especially, I know for us, if you're doing something different with your health, if you're eating differently, if maybe you're drinking differently, this is where you can experience maybe judgments, and depending on where you are in that journey, it could be a little awkward. You might feel uncomfortable with the whole situation. So this is kind of what we want to dive into a little bit today, as far as how to navigate that, what these circumstances can kind of, how these things can look, and, you know, just kind of talk around that a little bit today.
When it comes to your health, this is something that we hear often from clients. And when we're looking at what are the foods that make you feel best, what are the things that you're going to eat that's going to promote optimal health? And it is an awkward time for some people. And for myself, I've been eating a certain way for a lot more than a decade, for a lot of my life, because I found that it was really helpful with me in terms of moving away from MS symptoms and the journey that I went through there. But I know it's something that can be awkward for people. And Amanda, you had an experience recently, and it's just, what is food connected to for all of us, right? That's where the judgment comes in, because there's a sense of belonging around food and alcohol. And it's like, even from a parent perspective, kids are given food for comfort and for support from a very young age. What do you do with a baby when they're crying? You feed them, right? So we're conditioned from a very young age to think that food is comfort, food is support, food means love.
It can be a reward as well.
Yeah, exactly. So share your experience recently.
This past week I was working with a different crew, and this crew happens to, I guess, go and grab coffees and muffins. And because of the way I eat, I don't really eat anything with wheat in it for the most part, or anything carby. We're more on the carnivore train, if you will, with some veggies. And even at that, I don't even drink coffee. I don't drink hot drinks. So to be asked, at least it was a couple times this week, do you want any coffee? And I'm like, I don't drink either of those, and like juice, whatever. And I'm like, I don't drink any of that either. And then, you know, goes along, do you want any, like, we're grabbing muffins, you want one of those? I'm like, no, nothing. It's like all no's, no, no. Like, I'm totally rejecting the idea of anything this person was throwing at me. And they're taken aback a little bit, because if they had asked anyone else that they would work with, they would likely say yes. So for me to basically kind of break the pattern, I suppose, is kind of like a little bit like, what's going on here? So I felt that. I felt the kind of a little bit of a disconnect from the group, if you will, just because I am doing things differently and wasn't being, I guess, conforming or having that belonging, I suppose. And it's just the simplest thing as not having a coffee with the crew. So the impact of that was, I felt it, although it didn't change what I was doing, because I'm committed to what I'm consuming. So at least there's that aspect. And I know for other people, maybe that won't be the case, because maybe the belonging is more of a motivation than how you want to feel in some cases. Because I get that too, because you do want to feel heard and belonged and in the in crowd kind of thing. And there's, I don't know, it's something I definitely felt. And yeah, I don't know where else to go with that, but just I understand where people are coming from when they go to these events and these social gatherings. And there can be, as we've discussed this week as well, there can be judgments around if you're not doing what everyone else is doing. And on the other side of that, it's not just you're thinking they're judging you for not consuming the coffee or the muffin or whatever. It's they're thinking you're judging them for having it. And it's really not the case. It's if that's what you want to have, especially with alcohol, because that's not something I partake in very much at all these days. So if that's something you want to do, that's totally your choice, right? As like the as far as what your decisions are, as long as you're not hurting anybody and you're having fun and being safe, who cares?
It's against the norm. I think that's where it's difficult for people. And yes, it's belonging. We want belonging as humans. We want to be around people. We want to feel a part of the group. That's a natural human nature side of it. There's also a pleasing side of it. Right? Like, I don't want to rock the boat. I don't want judgment and the assumption that you're going to be judged for that. I mean, as I mentioned, I went through this because I went gluten-free, dairy-free. I went paleo, which is like no grains, no sugar, no processed foods in like 2011. And it was not cool then. So people were like, oh, well, like, why? Why would you not want those things? And oh, that must be awful. And it's just a matter of thinking what's going to make me feel the best. And as Amanda said, it's the assumption that those people are judging you potentially for not eating those things, but it's like it can be kind of both sides, right? They're assuming that you're judging them. Like, especially when I used to not eat gluten and not eat, so they people would have donuts and I would be like, oh no, thank you. A, I don't like donuts at all. I had a traumatic
Another
experience
conversation.
when I was a kid, but anyways, I had donut PTSD. But people are like, oh, okay, you know, she must think, I assume that people think, oh, she must think that she's better than me because she's not having donuts. And it's just all the stories that we make up in our heads. And it's not actually what's going on. I mean, you can go somewhere, even with the guys that you were at work with this week. It's like, do they sit down in, I think it's the trailer at work, right? Where people hang out. If they go
Generally.
sit in the trailer and have coffee, could you not just go sit with them and drink your water and have conversation? And it's no different. Like, we go out with a friend all the time, and she's, you know, always like, oh, well, I know you guys don't drink, but I'm going to have some wine. And it's like, you can do whatever you want. We don't judge you for whatever you're choosing, but we just ask that you don't judge us. And it's the same as a lot of situations, but whatever makes.
The reason for us getting together with her was just for the social component and having fun, having conversation. Whatever's happening outside of that, it's just a bonus for people, right? It's all about the conversation and being together.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And I mean, this time of year, it's a big thing. Like, there's all of the holiday events and social things. And yeah, they're very much centered around food and alcohol. And for some people, it's an uncomfortable situation because it's those conversations are going to come up potentially where people are like, oh, what? You're not drinking? Why? Or, oh, you don't want any of this sweets or the cake or the cookies or whatever, oh, why kind of thing.
And
And
that's the thing. It isn't just left at no, thank you. It's why. Why are you not doing what I'm doing right now? What's There's always needs to be an explanation for why you're choosing to do something out of the norm.
And even just, I mean, for me, it was like a kind of a make or break. I was like, there was no way I was bending on it because of I wanted to get off medication, but so I was like, shut the door. And I was like, I'm making this choice for my health. And how does someone argue that? Right?
Yeah, really.
You can end
And
the situation.
I wanted to go back a little bit because you were talking about not having something for your health and trying to get off medications. I'm trying to figure out the phrasing that I wanted because you were looking at it as I'm not missing out on something by consuming this food. What am I gaining by not doing that?
Exactly. It was like I saw it as, okay, I have two choices here. I can continue on the medication, continue getting sicker and sicker and sicker, watching my quality of life slip away at not even 30 years old, or I can make hard choices, which it was hard at the time because we didn't have the ability to figure out what were the triggers for me. So I cut out everything. So yeah, but it was like, I don't want to inject myself for the rest of my life. I need another option. And so when making diet changes made a difference for me, it was like, there is no way I'm going back to where I was. So it's, when it's kind of a hard line like that, it's easier to stick to it, but it is. It's ultimately, it's always a choice of what do you put into your mouth? Is it helping you? Is it helping your health? Are you moving towards feeling better? Or are you falling into that, well, I just want to belong, right? And what are other ways that you can belong that doesn't involve food?
And I'm going to go into a little bit of last night for us because it's not a norm for us by any means. We had a busy day. We were planning to do a different dinner, but just time was getting on. And we actually went out and got takeout, everybody. We got takeout and it was pad thai. This is not something we usually do because generally we like to make our own stuff at home. We know what's in it, et cetera, et cetera. This time, and it was good. I enjoyed it. The only one drawback that we experienced is like I was describing this to Kate this morning, and she didn't quite get it initially, that I felt a bit like an Egyptian mummy. I don't know if anyone else got that out there. If you've ever had pad thai, it's completely full of sodium. So I felt so dehydrated, and you got that weird thing going on with your mouth because you're so dehydrated. It's
Pasty.
like pasty is a good word to describe it. But yeah, that was the one thing I forgot, that it was full of sodium, not good sodium either. So it's just, just something to consider. Like, okay, get some salt in, get some water in this morning and kind of rehydrate ourselves. But yeah,
Yeah.
there's just, go ahead.
And it's not just pad thai. Like anytime you're eating out, there's inflammatory oils in there. That's something that I definitely try and avoid a lot. I had an autoimmune condition, and anything inflammatory in the body is not going to be beneficial. So inflammatory oils is good to avoid. It's in everything pretty much all the time if you're eating out. And yeah, a ton of salt. Salt makes things taste good, but there are good quality salts that can be so much better for you. And many people may be surprised that Amanda said, even though we were feeling dehydrated, even though we'd consume something that was so full of sodium, we were consuming salt this morning because there's salt that's good for you and salt that's not. And when it comes to hydration, we want to make sure that the fluid that you're drinking, that you're not just like waterboarding yourself essentially and peeing it out. You want to make sure that it's getting into your cells and hydrating the body, right? So, yeah.
So I want to go back to the pleasing element of food, because I think that's a, well, I mean, they're all kind of playing together as far as belonging and pleasing. But I think that can be an area where people can really lose track of their way a bit, because that you've got that one person in the group that's like, oh, come on, why not just have a little bit? It's not going to hurt you. It's whatever. But it's really going back to the why you're eating the way you are, and what's the outcome that you want, what's worth doing or not doing.
Yeah, exactly. And there are some occasions for sure. Like we were talking this morning as well. I used to make Christmas cookies with my mom. It was a big part of my childhood. It was a fond memory around Christmas time. And when it comes to having a Christmas cookie because of that emotional past and thing that you remember, like we're not saying don't eat anything. We ate pad thai last night. It's been more than 3 years since we've eaten since we've
Well,
eaten
the
that.
taken out stuff, we've made our own at home, which is actually pretty good too, but
Yeah, but I
takeout
didn't want to do
is,
that last night.
yeah.
But yeah, it's not saying don't ever eat anything. It's just 90% of the time, or well, yeah, 80-20 even percent of the time, we want to be making choices that are promoting health. Because this is the time of year, flu season, they typically say, right? But we go from back to school where food changes, routine changes for kids, for families. Then
Stress changes. in the upward direction.
Definitely. Then we go into Thanksgiving. Food,
Alcohol,
alcohol.
alcohol.
Then we go into Halloween, sugar, which depletes our immune system, does all kinds of things. Then we go into Christmas, food, alcohol. Then we go to New Year's, alcohol. Like it's just like a 6 month.
Repeat.
Yeah, exactly. And it's what are the choices that you can make? I mean, when we go to a family thing, anytime we go to a family function and there's an opportunity where we can bring something for ourselves, we're always bringing something that's like, this is something normal for us to eat, so that you're at least eating something that's routine for you as well.
Yeah, I think the main thing is, at least for me, I think, as I just said before, look at the why you're doing something. What does it mean to you? And again, we don't have to be perfect by any means, because life happens. Like for us last night, life happens. Sometimes you need to do something a little different, and that's okay. It's all a matter of what you want, your goal, what's your goal, and then just be okay with your decision as well. Because adding more stress and then going over that decision over and over in your head and just making it worse, essentially. Just decide overall what your goal is and what you want to do to get there, and be okay with not being 100%.
Yeah, I have no regrets. It was tasty.
It was very tasty. And the main thing I know we talked about this morning, your body's ability to heal is so much greater than you've been led to believe. And until you meet people like us or other natural health practitioners, you're maybe not hearing that message. You have the greatest amount of power to heal your body and be well and be healthy, way more than you know. So if that's something that you want for yourself, it starts with you.
Yeah.
Starts with you to make that decision.
It's so true. And food is a good place to start for this. I mean, food is essential, obviously. We eat multiple times a day. So, how many opportunities do you have to focus on? What are the foods that are going to help me move towards better health? I mean, we have toxins, chemicals, heavy metals, parasites, radiation, all kinds of stressors on our body all the time. And it's like, what are the things? Control the controllables, right? What are the things where I can make the choice to do something that's going to help me get healthier?
Absolutely.
Occasionally, you're going to make other choices. And again, be okay with that, as Amanda said. But it's like most of the time, we focus on eating healthy. We bought a quarter cow. We eat a lot of healthy meat, butter,
Butter.
yeah, grass-fed. Pastured eggs, like focus on 90% of the time putting good quality foods into your body. And then when other things happen, it's not a big deal, right?
And maybe another strategy when you're at dinner or whatever the social event is, maybe you can look at that as, okay, I know I'm going to have that dessert, but maybe I can make sure I'm getting water into my system. Maybe I can make sure to choose a protein to get in my body so I'm not like my blood sugars being as even as possible. Just other little strategies to kind of make the outcome of your event better, and how you're going to feel after will be more of a positive one. Because how you feel going into it as well, your intention, like what do you want to get from that event? Do you want to have fun? Do you want to connect with people? It all goes into how you're feeling and the intention and what you've already put into your body. It's just something to think about there too.
Absolutely, absolutely. And also, we want hope that you all have a wonderful December and enjoy the holidays, enjoy the events that you're going to. Just wanted to share some tips with you in the sense of how to think about it, because what you eat is important, what we drink is important, but what we're thinking about mindset around it is really important too. And that topic around belonging and pleasing is a big part of what leads to decisions that we make. I'm a recovering people pleaser, and a lot of us, that can be the case, right? Because it's like you want to create a situation where everyone else is happy and everything's going well. And it's not, what was the line that you said? Oh, putting yourself first is not putting everyone else last. It's not about a hierarchy. Like doing something, making a choice for you, it doesn't mean that everyone else has to suffer. It's helping everyone if you take some time and put some intention into making yourself healthy and focusing on your well-being as well.
Beautiful. I'm glad you brought that back around because that is really an important point, I think, to focus on yourself. And then it's just filling your own cup, as many people have said over the years. But hopefully you got some value from this conversation. I know it's an important one around this time of year, anytime there's a holiday or any sort of family gathering that happens. So if you're enjoying this content, please share it with someone who you think it might help. And if you're inclined, give us a 5-star review on your platform where you watch our podcast. We really appreciate it. All the best in the holidays. Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, whatever you're celebrating. We wish you nothing but joy and happiness with your family and whoever you're celebrating with. And we'll catch you on the next episode.